place that I go up from a carport. I call it a crawl hole, actually. And I built a carport ceiling 1.5 feet lower, and I built it for storage. And I haven't, but I intend to put a folding stairway in. And it's nice for storage, but the way it is now, if I put anything up there, I'll just as well haul it to the dump ground to an Andy to get it down. Don't have a ladder.
That's about the way it is at my house. We don't have a folding ladder. We have one that is pivoted and suspended on springs.
Well, this one is suspended on springs that I have in mind, but the lower part of it folds.
Those are nice.
They're not so expensive. I could go ahead and get it, but I'm too lazy to install it. Mm-hmm. I hate to install it. I
might have to change the size of the hole.
I would. I know I'd have to do that.
Well, what did you have on your windows? You had glass. Did you have anything you could pull down and cover them?
Window shades. They were of the oilcloth type shade. Now that it was plastic shades, however, we have Venetian blinds in our home. But back when I was a boy, they were...
These were our round roll?
Yes.
I remember those. I was born in a little town in Michigan, Jonesville, and some of my earliest memories are of this big old house we lived in. We rented. I think the ceilings must have been 10 feet high, and the windows went all the way.
Well, that was the style in those days, was high ceilings. And we have quite a few houses in this area yet that have 10, 11 foot ceilings. And the more popular height for ceiling now is 8 feet. Most all houses that are, except maybe the living room might be
ceiling. Well, where did your mother cook?
She cooked in the kitchen, but the kitchen served as the kitchen and dining area combined.
There's something cozy about that, if you dare.
Yes, our home is like that. My wife talked to me about building a bar or a slight division up as high as the range and set the range with the back to it. But I finally agreed to doing it, and then she'll decide, well, maybe I like it better like this. But we our living and dining area is, I mean the cooking, kitchen and dining area is 12 by 18 in size, so it's adequate for our family.
Is there any place to store canned goods and things like that, or was this common in the early days, a built-in place?
No, in the early days, they were kept in boxes and, under the bed, or you had to take precaution in the winter to keep them from freezing, so a lot of times maybe they would be stacked in a corner in the living room in the boxes that the jars came in, and stored that way where they wouldn't freeze. But now we have a pantry, a food pantry in the home today. Then in the built-in cabinets there's plenty of space, adequate for storing, and we don't can as much now as we did then. We have a large deep freeze, and we keep it filled with fresh fruit and vegetables, except in late winter, early spring.
Oh,